5. Physics.
A good way to understand why balloons float in the air is to understand why things float in water. Let's say that you have a plastic 1-liter bottle of Coca-Cola. If you pour out the Coke and put the cap back on, you have a 1-liter bottle full of air. Now tie a string around it and take it to the bottom of a swimming pool. What will happen when you let go of the bottle?
It will rise to the top?
Yes. If you sit on the bottom of the pool holding the string, the bottle will act just like a balloon does in the air. Does anyone know why the bottle rises?
Because the air is, lighter than the water?
Exactly. The bottle and the air inside it weigh just a few grams, but a liter of water weighs about 1,000 grams. The air is lighter than the water the air displaces, so the bottle floats. We call this the law of buoyancy. Balloons work by the same law of buoyancy, except balloons are filled with helium, not air. Helium is a gas that is much lighter than air. You can think of the helium balloon you are holding as floating in a huge pool of air. The helium balloon displaces an amount of air, just like the empty bottle displaces an amount of water. As long as the helium and the balloon are lighter than the air they displace, the balloon will float in the air.
Number 1. What is the talk mainly about? Number 2. What is the speaker's main point? Number 3. How does the professor explain the law of buoyancy? Choose two answers. Number 4. Why does the professor say this?
You can think of the helium balloon you are holding as floating in a huge pool of air. The helium balloon displaces an amount of air, just like the empty bottle displaces an amount of water.